Ladies and gentlemen, after three rounds, we go to the judges' scorecards for decision. The judges score the contest 30-27, 30-26, and 30-25 for the winner by unanimous decision, Curtis Razorblade.
Curtis, a lot of emotion went into that fight with all the buildup. How does it feel to finally put this behind you?
It feels so good to shut him up. Big Titty, go home. Go home, work on your wrestling. Go home.
Big win. Way to work on, use those takedowns, follow a game plan. What was the idea going into this matchup?
We knew you couldn't wrestle. We knew I can't wrestle. You're gonna use my hands to get inside, wrestle, take it over.
Curtis, you are ranked very highly in the division. What do you hope to see next?
I hope to see Junior, Derek, or Stipe, one of those three.
Congratulations, Curtis Blades. Great job, young man. Curtis Blades, Nashville!
Ladies and gentlemen, referee Herb Dean has called a stop to this contest at 4 minutes, 55 seconds of round number 2, declaring the winner by knockout, Anthony Showtime Pettis!
Thank you so much.
Anthony Pettis, for your welterweight debut, you called out Wonderboy Thompson. What was it about this matchup that excited you?
His ranking, man. Number 4 in the world, bro. I don't want to fight no one behind me, especially that lightweight. That's why I was like, let's move up. The results show, man. The weight cut was killing me at 145, 155, now 170. I better be in the top 10, bro. So I'm feeling good, bro. Love it.
It looked like his range was giving you a little bit of problems, but look at the big screen and admire your work. 5 seconds left in the second round, and you do this. What is this?
That's a Superman with hook. So, you know, he was catching me with his jab, and I knew he had the range on me. So I was trying to eat him up with the low kicks, thinking about the low kicks. I know I was hurting his back leg, and that's what set up that right hand.
You've done so many special things in fighting. You have started to adopt this new, exciting, even more exciting fighting style. Hands up going forward. What has made you make this change to your game?
The fans. I want to put on a show for everybody, man. That's all I want to do. Come in, make out, clap. You guys paid me the tickets, and I hope you got your show.
You just beat the number 4 ranked welterweight in the world. You knocked out the number 4 ranked welterweight in the world. What do you want next? Is it going to be at 170? Or are you going to stay at this weight class? What's next for Showtime?
You know what? 170, I felt so good coming into the weight camp, the weight cut. I'll be here for a while, man, but I'm not done at 155, too. There's a couple names at 170. I want RDA back. That's one of the fights I need. And then 155, man, if Dana wants to give it to me, the winner Barboza and Gaethje, I'm ready.
Anthony Pettis, you always put on a show. It was an honor to call the fight. Anthony Showtime Pettis!